Hello, everyone. A good mayad, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah share. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Chelek Daled in Mirtz Hashem. Today, we will be learning Daf Reish Lamed Ches Amid Beis. We pick up today on the very bottom line of Reish Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, continuing to learn the halachas of Eruvei Chatzerais, Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, Sif Daled. Our learning should be a schus for Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Hanesinu Batzaru Bashivya, Haimne Be Bayamu, Ben Bayabasha. Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem Veitziyam Yitzar Lirvacha Me'afel La'ira Mishibud La'Geula Hashtav Agalo V'Zman Kariv V'Nemar Amen. And our learning should be Aschus Refuah Shalema for Chayle Yisrael. So today's share will at face value seem a bit complex, but the truth is it's really just an exercise in applying the rules of Eruvei Chatzeres that we've learned until now to several different scenarios. So with that, let's begin with Sif Dalet, says the Mechaber. Echad min hachotzer shemeis b'shabbos. You have your very simple, uncomplicated chotzer. Let's use our chotzer that we keep on talking about, our chotzer with 21 units. Unit number 10, there's an elderly gentleman that was living in unit number 10, and now he passed away on Shabbos. How does that affect the Eruvei Chatzeres? Says the Mechaber, well, it depends. We have to do the math. Im Erav, this fellow who lived in unit number 10, was he part of the Eruvei Chatzeres? If he joined in the Eruvei Chatzeres, so that means that this Chatzer had a perfectly good Eruvei Chatzeres going into Shabbos. He passed away on Shabbos. So going into Shabbos, there was a perfectly good Eruvei Chatzeres, and this fellow was part of the Eruvei Chatzeres. So, says the Mechaber, Im Erav, if he had been part of the Eruvei Chatzeres, in that case, when he passes away, afilu yirashay echad mibnei ashuk, even if he has a son, let's say, he has a next of kin who has inherited the house from him, and that fellow lives in the shuk. He doesn't live in the chatzer. Now, the point of the Mechaber is saying, afilu yirashay echad mibnei ashuk, even if somebody who lived outside the chatzer yarshined the house, what's the afilu? The afilu is, well, if somebody from outside the chatzer inherited the house, so again, let's do the math. Let's say we're talking about Shabbos Parshas Tzav. So you have this older fellow who lived in Unit 10. He was part of the Eruvei Chatzeres. He passed away Shabbos afternoon. All right. His house, unit number 10, now passed to his son, who does not live in the chatzer. Well, since his son does not live in the chatzer, his son definitely was not part of the Eruvei Chatzeres of this chatzer. So on one level, you look at this and you say, uh-oh, unit number 10 used to be owned by the father. The father was part of the Eruvei Chatzeres. Until now, everything was fine. But now he passed away. Now unit number 10 belongs to the son. The son doesn't live in the Chatzer, and therefore the son certainly never joined the Eruvei Chatzeres. So now we have unit number 10, who is owned by somebody who did not join the Eruvei Chatzeres. Sounds like there's potential here for problems. Says the Mechaber, there isn't. Even in, so to speak, a worst-case scenario, where unit number 10 was inherited by somebody who lives not in the chatzer, he lives in the shuk, he lives somewhere else, and therefore he wasn't part of the Eruvei Chatzeres, ein ayoser, he's still not going to aser on the rest of the b'nei achatzer. Why? Because there was a good Erev going into Shabbos. At the outset of Shabbos, the old man who lived in unit number 10 was still alive. He was part of the Eruvei Chatzeres. So at Knisas HaShabbos, Ben HaShvoshes, when Shabbos came in Friday evening, you had a good Erev. So once part of Shabbos was Mutter, Shabbos came in Shehutra Hutra. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, turning back to Reish Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Mishnah Berurah is Katan Tes Vav. Echad min HaChotzer. The case we're dealing with is somebody who lives in the Chotzer who passed away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the halakha would be the same if the person who owned unit number 10, the old man who lived in unit number 10, didn't live in unit number 10 in the chatzer. He lived somewhere else. He lived outside of the chatzer. The halakha would be the same. Tali gam kein be'erav alay erav. The same halakha would be true. Did he join the erav or not? But the assumption is that if he lives in the shuk, he did not join the Erev. That's why the Mechaber addresses a case where it's Echad ben HaChotzer Shemes. Since we're talking about Echad ben HaChotzer, now we can have a discussion, did he join the Erev or did he not join the Erev? And we could look at the Halacha both ways. So, again, now, this fellow passed away on Shabbos, the case that the Mechaber is discussing, what he wants to say is, he passed away on Shabbos, he was living alone in unit number 10. He didn't have any other household members with him. Vim Kane, therefore, when he dies, Kevin Shemes, Batala Erev. That's why when he dies, the Erev is Batal. The Yerusha Echad Men Ashuk, and now somebody who lives outside the Chatzar in the Shuk inherited the house from him. Uba Lardur Sham B'Shabbos, and now he wants to come to the Chatzar and he wants to live in this house that he just inherited on Shabbos. Vahu Haloy Lahiniach Erev Mibayim, and he wasn't part of the Erev at Tzman Knesset HaShabbos. Afilohachi Einer Oyser Al B'nei HaChatzar, he's still not going to Aser on the other B'nei HaChatzar. Tekevin Shehuter Ben Ashmashes Be'erev Hamayrish. Since at the onset of Shabbos, unit 10 was covered by the Erev, because the old man who lived in unit number 10 was part of the Reuven Chatzeros. So what? So let's do the math again. He died. All right, so let's take it one step at a time, right? Going into Shabbos, the Erev was perfectly fine. The fellow who lived in unit number 10 was part of the Reuven Chatzeros. Everything was fine. Now he died. All right. First thing we have to look at is, are there other B'nai Bayis in the house? Was he living with other people in the house? If he was living with other people in the house, the Shaila doesn't even start, because there are still other people living in the house. That house, unit number 10, is still part of the Reuven Chatzeros. Everything is fine. All right. Let's say there weren't any other people living with him in the house. All right. He dies. Well, if now you have an empty house, well, it's even a dearable abilum. But it's not just an empty house. Somebody inherited the house. All right, the fellow who inherited the house, where does he live? If the fellow who inherited the house lives in the shuk, he doesn't live in the chatzer, or even if he lives in the chatzer, the truth is, since at the onset of Shabbos, unit number 10 was covered by the river chatzer, right? Shabbos came to hutra hutra, and everything is going to be fine. All right, let's continue over here. Says the Mechaber near the end of the top line of Reish Lama Chesem and Beis. V'em lo yeref. But let's say the elder fellow who lived in unit number 10 was not part of the Reuven Chatzeros. All right, so let's think this through before we read weiter. You have a Chatzer, 21 units. Unit number 10 had an old fellow living in it, and he didn't join the Reuven Chatzeros. So what was the status of this Chatzer at the beginning of Shabbos? At the beginning of Shabbos, Tiltul was Usser in this Chatzer, because it didn't have a good Eruv Chatzeros. Even if all of the other units joined in the Eruv Chatzeros, if unit number 10 didn't join in the Eruv Chatzeros, you have multiple entities living in the Chatzer. This Chatzer is Usser B'Tiltul, right? Let's keep that in mind. So now, says the Mishnah B'Chaber, V'im Loi Erav, if the older fellow who lived in unit number 10 did not join the Eruv Chatzeros, so now we have to continue the math. Im Yerushai Echad Min Hashuk, let's say he passed away, and his home was inherited by somebody who does not live in the Chatzar. All right. Kolzman She'enoi Bal Ladur Imahem, as long as the fellow who inherited the home does not come on Shabbos to the Chatzar to move into the house that he just inherited, Einai Oyser. This house is not going to Aser. So again, very interesting scenario over here. Your Chatzer, 21 units, unit number 10, an old man, he never joined the Reuven Chatzeros. So when Shabbos Parshas Tzav started, Tiltul in this Chatzer was Aser, because this Chatzer did not have a good Reuven Chatzeros. Shabbos afternoon, the fellow who lived in unit number 10 passed away. All right, he has a son. Where does the son live? If the son lives outside of the chatzer, okay, he lives in the shuk, the son, he now inherited the house. If he doesn't come to the chatzar on Shabbos to take possession of the home on Shabbos, well, in that case, unit number 10 just turned into a dira b'loy bailim. Now, this essentially, in the context of the halachas of Eruv Chatzeros, is a dira b'loy bailim. Because the old man who lived in it died, the person who inherited it doesn't live in the chatzar, and he didn't come to the chatzar. So this is a dira b'loy bailim. So here we have a case where the status of the chatzar is going to change on Shabbos. At the onset of Shabbos, tiltling the chatzar was aser, because unit number 10 was asering on the rest of the B'nai HaChatzar. But when the owner of unit number 10 passed away, and the ownership of unit number 10 passed to somebody who lives outside the chatzar, and that fellow did not come to take possession of the home on Shabbos, unit number 10 turned into a dira b'loy bailim. Now that unit number 10 is a dira b'loy bailim, it no longer asers on the other b'nei achatzer. Now the Bir Halacha points out over here in Dibra Maschal Kol Zman She'Eino Ba V'Chulei Eino Oiser that this is actually a point of contention amongst Rishonim, because there are those that look at this and say, "Hey, wait a second! If the chatzer was aser at the onset of Shabbos, how does it become mutter in middle of Shabbos?" But the Mechaber is paskining not that way. The Mechaber is paskining like the Rush. And the Mechaber is paskining that, yeah, this the status of this chatzar could change in middle of Shabbos. Even though when Shabbos started, Tiltel was Aser, now when this fellow dies, Tiltel is going to be Mutter. Says the Mishnah Brura in Ois Katan Yud Zayin, the Imloy Erav, if the fellow who was living in unit number 10, the fellow who passed away on Shabbos, did not join the Eruv Chatzeros, and points out the Mishnah Berurah, Gam Zeh Mayri She'ein Loi B'nei Bayisham. Again, this is talking about a case where the fellow who lived in unit number 10 had no other B'nei Bayis. He had nobody else living with him. Why is the Mishnah Berurah making that point? So if you take a look at the Shaar HaTziyah, and I was cutting Yud Gimel, Chavetz Chaim tells you why he makes that point. The reason he's making that point is because if there were other people who lived with this old man in unit number 10, and unit number 10 didn't have an Erev, then when the old man in unit number 10 dies, there's going to be no status change of the Erev, because there are still B'nai Bayis living in unit number 10, and those B'nai Bayis are going to aser on the rest of the people of the Chatzar. It's not going to matter who's taking ownership of that home. So that's why he says, Gam Zamayu She'elu B'nai Bayisham. Ois Katan Yudches. So long as the fellow who inherited the home does not come to the chatzar to take possession of the home, ain't a yoiser. And here's where the Mishnah Berurah makes the interesting point, how you have the status change of the chatzar in the middle of Shabbos. Af de nesar betchilas haShabbos, machmas ha-mayri shalei erivim b'nei ha-chatzar. Even though we have a case over here where at the onset of Shabbos, tiltel in this chatzar was usher because the old man didn't join the Erev. So at the onset of Shabbos, he asered on the rest of the B'nai HaChatzar. Mikom Mokim Kishemes, nevertheless, when he dies, V'nishar Abayis B'loy D'Yurin, when he dies and he leaves the house empty, and the Yorish, the person who inherited it, lives outside the Chatzar and he's not coming to the Chatzar to take possession, like Hashiv Alesar, it could no longer aser on the other B'nai HaChatzar, because essentially it's a Dira B'loy Bailim. It's true that it's owned by somebody, but that somebody lives outside the chatzar, and he's not coming to the chatzar to live in the house. So it's essentially a dira b'loy bailim, and it cannot aser on the other b'nei ha-chatzar. Okay, let's read weiter over here in the Mechaber, near the end of the second line. How about, Bal lodur b'shabbos b'beis marishoy? But what if the yorish, the fellow who inherited the home, who lives outside the chatzar, what if Baal Lodur B'Shabbos B'Beis Marishai? But what if he comes to take possession? He comes to live in unit number 10 on Shabbos. In that case, we have a problem. In that case, Oyser. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah's Cut Yutes. Oyser, Kevin Diyesh Ata Bailim Ladira, Oyser Al B'nei HaChatzar. Let's do the math. At the onset of Shabbos, unit number 10 was asering on the other B'nei HaChatzar, because the old man didn't join the Erev. Now he died, but he has somebody who yarshined the house. Even though that fellow lives outside the chatzar, but he showed up on Shabbos to take possession. So unit number 10 is not a dira b'loy bailim, it's a dira with bailim. the inheritor, the Yorish, came and took possession, and he's not part of the Erev. So he's going to Aser on the other Bnei Achatzer, Ad Sheyavatel Rishusai Ukidlakamon B'Simin Shin Pei Sif Aleph. Unless he comes to take possession, and he tells the other Bnei Achatzer, I'm going to be Mevatel my Rishus. What does being Mevatel Rishus mean? We're going to see this more in Simin Shin Pei. What it means is that he's Misalek himself, legally, sort of, from the house. He's Mevatel his ownership. He tells the other Bnei Achatzer, listen, I don't want to make you trouble. So I'm Mevatel my ownership of the house to you. It's going to be as if I'm a non-entity over here for Shabbos, and your Eruv HaChatzeres is going to be okay. Okay, says the Mechaber Vayter. Third line down near the beginning of the line. How about V'im Yerushai Echad Mibnei HaChatzer? Okay, let's say this fellow died on Shabbos, and his son, let's say, who inherited the home, lives in the chotzer. So again, you have unit number 10. The old fellow lived in unit number 10. He passed away, but he has a son who lives in unit number 11. So he's there. He's in the chotzer. And he now inherited unit number 10. So the Mechaber does the math for us. V'im Yerusha Yechad B'mnei HaChotzer, it depends. Im Erav HaYorish, let's say the Yorish, who lived in unit number 11, he was part of the Eruv HaChatzeres. Im Erav HaYorish, v'hayadar im HaMorish b'bayis echad. Okay, not exactly the way I said the case. Let's say the old man lived in unit number 10, but the old man did not live alone in unit number 10. The old man lived together with his son in unit number 10. Now, the old man did not contribute to the Eruv HaChatzeres. Maybe he was a difficult fellow, and when they came to ask him for a contribution to the Eruv HaChatzeres, he did not contribute to the Eruv HaChatzeres. But his son, who lived with him, did contribute to the Eruv HaChatzeres. Well, we learned earlier that the Bnei Bayis could make a contribution to the Eruv HaChatzeres even without the knowledge, Shaloi Midas, the owner. So the old man in unit number 10 did not join the Eruv HaChatzeres, but his son who lived with him in unit number 10 did join the Eruv HaChatzeres. So says the Mechaber, Im Erev HaYorish v'hayadar im HaMorish b'bayis echad, if the Yorish, the son, did contribute to the Eruv HaChatzeres, v'hayadar im HaMorish b'bayis echad, and he lived in unit number 10 together with his father, together with the Morish, well, in that case, unit number 10 does not aser on the other Bnei Achatzer, even though the old man never joined the Erev, because his son did join the Erev. And by his son joining the Erev, unit number 10 is covered. But now let's talk about the case that I described at first. Let's say the father lived in unit number 10, and the son lived in unit number 11. So now, if the Yorish, the son, did not live together with the father in unit number 10, he lived in a different bias in the Chotzer. He lived in unit number 11 in the Chotzer. In that case, Oyser, Afa Pisha Erev HaYorish. In that case, the son, his ownership of unit number 10 is now going to Aser on the other Bnei Achotzer, Kevin Shalei Erev HaMorish, since the father never covered his house with the Eruv HaChatzeres. So again, let's just make this case a little bit simpler. The old man, the father, lived in unit number 10. He had a son who lived in unit number 11. When they went around to collect for the Eruv HaChatzeres, the old man in unit number 10 did not make a contribution. So unit number 10 was not part of the Eruv HaChatzeres, and therefore Tiltel in this Chotzer was Aser, because unit number 10 was not covered by the Eruv HaChatzeres. The old man in unit number 10 died. He has a son who lives in unit number 11. The son in unit number 11 now inherited the home. Now, when they went around collecting for the Eruv HaChatzeres, the son in unit number 11 did contribute to the Eruv. Now, you might be tempted to say, all right, when Shabbos started, we didn't have an Eruv HaChatzeres because unit number 10 was not covered by the Eruv HaChatzeres. But now, when the father dies Shabbos afternoon, and unit number 10 is inherited by his son, who is in unit number 11, and the son did make a contribution to the Eruv HaChatzeres, maybe now everything is okay. Because now the son is the owner, and the son made a contribution to the Eruv HaChatzeros. But the answer is that that doesn't work. You know why? Because unit number 10 is still not covered by the Eruv HaChatzeros. When Shabbos came in, unit number 10 was not covered by the Eruv HaChatzeros because the father didn't make a contribution. It's very nice that, you know, now his son inherited the house and his son did make a contribution to the Eruv, but his contribution was for unit number 11. It wasn't for unit number 10. So unit number 10 was never covered by the Eruv, and therefore he's going to Aser on the other B'nai HaChatzer. Says the Mishnah Berura, Ois Katan Chaf, I believe. Let's see, one second. Ois Katan Chaf. So this is going on the case if the son lives in the Chatzer and he inherited the house. If the son lived together with the father, then he's not going to aser on the other B'nai HaChatzer. Unit number 10 won't aser on the other B'nai HaChatzer, says the Mishnah Berura. Afa pishalei Erev HaMayrish. Even though the father never made a contribution to the Erev, unit number 10 still won't aser on the other B'nai HaChatzer. Shebnei Beisei Shal Adam Arvin Lo Yishalei Bidaitan. Because the son, who lives with him in unit number 10, did contribute to the Erev. He's a Ben Bayis. A Ben Bayis could cover you with an Erev even without your das. Ois katan chaf aleph. How about if the Yerush did not live together with the father? He lived separately in unit number 11. That's ois katan chaf aleph. V'im amayrish af tegamata loy ba lodr babayish sheyarash. Even though the son from unit number 11 didn't go to take possession of unit number 10, right? The father lived in unit number 10. The father didn't contribute to the Eruv HaChatzeros. Unit number 10 was not covered by the Eruv HaChatzeros. He died. His son, who lives in unit number 11, who did contribute to the Eruv, now inherits the house. Now, he didn't go Shabbos afternoon to move into unit number 11, so you might, to unit number 10, so you might want to look at unit number 10 as a Dira B'lo Baylam, right? The old man died. The son who inherited it lives in unit number 11. He's not moving into unit number 10. Unit number 10 is empty. Maybe we should now look at unit number 10 as being a Dira B'lo Baylam. And maybe we should say it doesn't answer on the other B'nai HaChatzer. Says the Mishnah Berura, no, you can't say that. After Gamata loy bought Lodur Babai Sheyarash, even though the son is not moving out, he's not moving into unit number 10, Mikom Makam, nevertheless, came into Yesh loy Bayis Ba'is HaChatzer Shadarbai, since he has another house in the same Chatzer. So he's there. Since he's in the chotzer with the house, with unit number 10 that he just inherited, it's very easy for him to go make use of it. That's considered as if he took possession of it. Unit number 10 is now considered to be a dira bibailim, and it's not covered by the Erev. So it asks on the other B'nai HaChatzer, Ois Katan Chaf Beis, and this is true, Afa Pisha Erev HaYorish. This is true despite the fact that the son who lived in unit number 11 made a contribution to the Erev to cover unit number 11. Afa Pisha Erev HaYorish Lo Yisa Bayish HaDarboi. Even though he made a contribution to the Erev to cover unit number 11, but that doesn't cover unit number 10. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines off the bottom, right by the Ois Katan Chaf Gimel, for the Mishnah Berura, says the Mechaber. Vim mi ba'od yoy meis. Now, till now we've been talking about a case where the fellow passed away on Shabbos. Let's say the fellow didn't pass away on Shabbos. Let's say he passed away Thursday afternoon, or he passed away Friday morning. Vim mi ba'od yoy meis. If the owner of unit number 10 passed away before Shabbos began, V'yerashai echad min ashuk, and his house was inherited by somebody who lives outside the chatzer, somebody who lives in the shuk, hareze oiser. Well, the new owner is going to aser on the other b'nei chatzer, v'hu sheba hayorish b'beis mayrisha b'shabbos, if he comes and moves into the chatzer on Shabbos. So this case is really a very, very simple case. Again, the old man, the father, lives in unit number 10. He passed away Friday afternoon. Now, at this point, it doesn't matter if he had been part of the Erev or he wasn't part of the Erev. It doesn't matter. He passed away Friday morning or Thursday afternoon. Whatever Erev there is going to kick in Ben Hashmashos when Shabbos begins, right? So, he passed away. At the onset of Shabbos right now, you have a dira b'lo b'ayin. This dira was inherited by somebody who lives outside of the chatzar. So right now it's an empty dira. It's a dira b'lo b'ayin. But if the new owner shows up on Shabbos afternoon, well, in that case, now he's considered a new resident in the chatzar, and he's going to aser on the other b'nei chatzar. Now, some of you are jumping out of your chair, I hope, and some of you are asking, well, wait a second, Shabbos came to Hutra Hutra. I don't understand. When Shabbos began, unit number 10 was empty. The owner of unit number 10 doesn't live in the chatzar. The son who inherited unit number 10 lives outside of the chatzar. So when Shabbos began, this was a dira b'lo b'ayin. Even if the new owner, the son, moves in on Shabbos afternoon, why don't we say Shabbos Kev Chotra Hotra? So let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Katan Chav Gimel. V'imi ba'od yoy meis. Kan lechilek ben Erev l'loy Erev. Over here in this case, there's no difference whether the old man, the deceased, whether he had been part of the Erev Chaseris or not. Da'afilu Erev, even if he was part of the Erev Chaseris, once he dies before Shabbos begins, he's no longer part of the Erev, they have a Kalay Erev. When Shabbos kicks in, he's not alive anymore. So he's not going to be part of the Erev, even if he had originally been part of the Erev. Doesn't matter. He's deceased. He's not going to be part of the Erev. And now somebody from outside the Chatzar inherited the house. If the son is somebody who lives in the Chatzar, If the fellow who died before Shabbos, and his son, who's going to inherit the home, lives in the chatzar, so this is the son who lives in unit number 11, if he gave a contribution to the Erev for unit number 11 before Shabbos kicked in, so when Shabbos kicks in, his contribution is going to cover his home, unit number 11. It's also going to cover his new home, unit number 10. Right? Because he made a contribution to the Erev, and when Shabbos kicked in, his father had already passed away. So he already owns unit number 10 when Shabbos comes and when the Erev gets activated. So at that point, his contribution for unit number 11 will cover unit number 11 and unit number 10. The only reason we have a Shaila here is because the person who inherited unit number 10 doesn't live in the Chatzar. He lives outside in the Shuk. That's why we have this issue. And that's why the Mechaber says it's going to become an issue if he comes to take possession of the home on Shabbos afternoon. Now it's a dira with Bailam, and he didn't join the Erev. Now, one second. Over here, we don't say Shabbos came in Chahutra Hutra. One second. Again, in this case, the owner of unit number 10 passed away before Shabbos. Passed away before Shabbos. The house was inherited by somebody who lives outside. Oh, so if you take a look at the Bir Alocha, Dibra Maskav, Vuhusha, Baha Yairish, this kasha that I mentioned is brought down by the Bir Alocha, by the Bir Halacha. Hikshua Achrayim, the Achrayim ask, Hakeva de Betchila Shabbos, Hayadira B'lai Bailim. I don't understand. When Shabbos started, this was a dira b'loy b'aylim, because the son who inherited the dira doesn't live in the chatzar. When Shabbos kicked in, this dira wasn't, unit number 10 wasn't asering on the other b'nei chatzar, because the old man died before Shabbos started. Unit number 10 was empty. The new owner of unit number 10 doesn't live in the chatzar. It's a dira b'loy b'aylim. So when Shabbos came in, the chayri unit number 10 wasn't asering on the other b'nei chatzar. Amai loy neima kevet chahutra hutra, ukahi disif beis. The Bir Alocha makes a distinction. He says, "V'yesh loymar the dafka b'siv beis shahaya kan v'haylach loy b'ayim amrina chesiak miliba lachzer b'ayim l'chid amrina bay av she'ir shechazar uba kiv chotra hutra b'sheikin b'zeh." This is the pertinent part. Over here, in this case, we can't say Shabbos kiv chotra hutra loy amrina klal shahayir shesiak daitoy be'es tchilas kisus Shabbos shaloy love klal b'Shabbos lodr b'bayis. In this case over here, we don't want to say Shabbos Kevet Chahutra Hutra because this unit number 10, had a new owner. Now, we're not talking about somebody who moved into unit number 10 on Erev Shabbos and then left for Shabbos, right? That was the case of Sif Beis. The case of Sif Beis, we always spoke about the person who went away for a Shabbos Shevet Brachas. So somebody left to go away for a Shabbos Shevet Brachas before Shabbos. Okay, when Shabbos began, his dira was a dira b'lai b'ilim. His dira didn't aser on the other b'nei achotzer. Even if he changes his mind and he shows up Shabbos afternoon, he's not going to aser on the other b'nei achotzer because Shabbos gave it to hutra hutra. Over here, it's different. Over here, we're not dealing with somebody who was living in unit number 10 and went away before Shabbos started. No, when Shabbos started, unit number 10 was empty because the new owner had never come. Since it's not a case where he was here, in a case where he was here and he left, then we could say when he left, he was Mesiach Das from being in the Chaser on Shabbos. And then we could say Shabbos came to Hutra Hutra. But if he was never there, he wasn't there and then he left. He was never Mesiach Das. He just didn't come yet. So when he comes on Shabbos, he's going to bring down the Erev. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Let's try to cover Sif Hei, says the Mechaber. Yisrael Veger. Let's say you have a chotzer that only has two homes in it. You have Reuven, who lives in home number one, and you have a ger, who lives in home number two. Now, the fact that home number two is occupied by a ger makes absolutely no difference when it comes to the halachas of Reuven Chatzeros. The bottom line is, you have a chotzer that is serving two entities. It's serving Reuven, and it's serving the ger. And they're both Yidden. The ger is also a full bona fide Yid. So this chotzer needs an Eruv HaChatzeros, right? And they made an Eruv HaChatzeros. So when Shabbos began, everything was fine. Yisrael the ger, show you dar b'chotzer. You have a Yid and a ger, and they live together in a chotzer. And if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah's Kachavav, Yisrael the ger, show you darim, ma'ri kisha ervu b'yachad. They live together in the chotzer, and they made an Eruv HaChatzeros. The problem is going to start in the case that the Mechaber is going to describe where the ger died. But as long as the ger didn't die, everything is fine. You have Reuven and the ger, and they made it a Reuven Chatzeres. Everything is perfectly fine. Tiltul is mutter. Now, a ger, when a ger dies, a ger doesn't necessarily have a next of kin to inherit him. You have a recent ger, he doesn't have any children. Ger, shenizgar, kakotin, sheniloi, dummy. He has no next of kin to inherit him. So when he dies, essentially his dira becomes hefker. So now, how does that affect the Eruv HaChatzeros? Says the Mechaber, Yisrael v'ger shayudara b'chatzer. They have the yid and the ger living together in the chatzer, and they made it Eruv HaChatzeros. Umeis hager miba'oid yoim. Okay. The ger died before Shabbos began. All right? The hechazik Yisrael acher ben achosav. And another yid came and took possession of the ger's possessions, including the ger's home. Says the Mechaber, afil loy hechazik ad shechashecha. Even if the new owner does not take possession of the ger's home until after Shabbos began. Now, that's very important. You know why? Because, again, let's do the math. The ger died before Shabbos began. So what was the status of this chatzer, ben hashmashos, when the Erev kicked in, when Shabbos started? It was a chatzer with only one resident, Reuven. Reuven and an empty house. Now Friday night, Shimon finds out that the ger died, so he runs into the chatzer and he takes possession of the ger's house. Well, you would be very tempted to say Shabbos Kivit Shehutra Hutra, right? When Shabbos started, you had Reuven and an empty house. Shimon took possession of the ger's home after Shabbos started. Now, it's true, now Shimon owns the other home in the Chatzer, but shouldn't we say Shabbos Kivit Shehutra Hutra? Says the Mechaber, no. Again, Yisrael v'ger sheyudar b'chatzer, basic ger b'b'ayyoyim, v'hefzik Yisrael l'achem b'chatzer, afilu loy hefzik ad shechashecha, oyser, Shimon is going to aser on Reuven, and Tiltal and the Chatzar is going to be aser. Ad she yevatel rishusay kishar yoyrish, unless Shimon goes over to Reuven and says, I'm being mevatel my rishus to you. Meis mishechashecha, let's say the ger dies after Shabbos begins. Well, in that case, ein amachzik oyser. In that case, if Shimon comes, so again, in this case, The ger died Friday night after Shabbos began, and Shimon came and took possession of his home Friday night sometime. Ein hamachzik oiser. Now the machzik will not aser on Reuven shebeheter harishon oimed. So again, we're talking about two slightly different cases here in Sif-A. You have case number one, you have a Yid, a Yisrael, and a Ger live inside this chatzer together. They made an Eruv Chatzeros. The Ger died before Shabbos started. Shimon came and took possession of the Ger's home after Shabbos started. In that case, we say, even though when Shabbos started, the chatzer was mutter, because the deceased Ger's home is a dirabal abilim when Shabbos started, but if Shimon takes possession of the home even after Shabbos started, he's going to aser on Reuven. However, if the ger didn't die until after Shabbos started, then even if Shimon takes possession of his home on Shabbos, he's not going to aser on Reuven. The key difference between the two cases: in the first case, the ger died before Shabbos started. In the second case, the ger died after Shabbos started. If he dies after Shabbos started, we say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra. But if he died before Shabbos started, we don't say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Katan chafav Yisrael v'ger shor yidar ma'ri kisha erev biyachad. They made it a ruv chaseris alakach and the oisar alakisha meisa ger mabayyim Shabbat le'eru shaloi." That's why the shaila only begins after the ger dies, because when the ger dies, the erev is batal. Katan chaf zayin v'hechsi Yisrael lachem b'chasav. Shimon came and took possession of the ger's possessions, including his home. Dilu hefsik oisa Yisrael hador sham. If Shimon wouldn't have taken possession of the home, if Reuven would have taken possession of his ger neighbor's home, b'chal gavdi mutter, then everything would be mutter. Darehu nisha yachid b'chatzeroi, because then you only have one entity in the chatzer, Reuven. V'adin kishalai hefsik adam klav b'chatzer zeb shavazu the mutter darehu labaylam. Certainly, if nobody takes possession of the ger's home on Shabbos, the chatzer is going to be mutter, because it's Reuven living alone with the dira shei labaylam. Even in case number one, where the ger died before Shabbos started, even if Shimon doesn't take possession of the ger's home until after Shabbos started, salachayra, Shabbos started beheter, we should say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra, we don't say that. Ritzon loymar. Even though the ger died before Shabbos started, so when Shabbos came in, the ger's home was a dira b'loy b'aylam, which doesn't aser on Reuven. In this case, we cannot say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra.
The lumdus over here, says the Chofetz Chaim, is as follows. In case number one, since the ger died before Shabbos started, why isn't his home asering on Reuven? It's only not asering on Reuven because it's a dira b'loy b'aylam. But this dira b'loy b'aylam status is very specious. Why is it specious? Because this home is hefker. The one who lived in it was a ger. He has no yoyrish. He has no next of kin. So when he dies Friday morning, his home is hefker. It's ripe for somebody to come and take possession of it. And therefore, the heter that we would base Shabbos kevich hutra hutra on, right? What would we say? We would say, oh, when Shabbos started, it was a dira b'loy b'aylam. Yeah, but that dira b'loy b'aylam status is a very weak dira b'loy b'aylam status, because it's very easy for anybody and just come take possession of this home, which is hefker. And therefore, we cannot say Shabbos kevich hutra hutra. Ois kan chavtes, but in the second case of Sif-A, ad shechashecha, if he dies, even if he doesn't take possession, Shimon doesn't take possession until after Shabbos started, it's Sayyid Lelemar, v'nichtas gamkin laderboy, Shimon took possession of the home and he moved in to live in it, he's going to ask her on Reuven unless he's mevatel rishus kishar yoyrish, which is always the halacha by a yoyrish, that somebody who yarishes the house on Shabbos, if he's not, in order for him not to aser on the other bnei achatzer, he has to be mevatel his rishus. Ritzono loymar, t'chashvina nazoicha b'nichsei ager ki yarish b'nichsei aviv. Essentially, this person who's taking over the ger's hefker home is like any other yarish who inherits a home on Shabbos. The mahani kishem mevatel rishus. You could use a kula. He could be mavatul rishus. Could use a specific shin payalof sivav ayin sham. Ois kant lamed aleph mishecha shecha. But if the ger doesn't die until Shabbos already started, if the ger dies after Shabbos began, ain a machzik geiser. Then if Shimon comes into the chutzner and takes possession of his home, he's not going to ask Rav Ruvain. Rishon lemar kevich shebekdisa shabbos hayamuta machbasi ruvi shal ger. In this case, the heter that Shabbos began with is not a specious heter. In the case where the ger died after Shabbos started, the reason Shabbos began beheter was because there was a proper Reuven Chatzeros. That's not a specious heter. There was no reason for us to doubt the validity or doubt the strength of that Reuven Chatzeros. Something very unforeseen happened. The ger who joined the Reuven Chatzeros died. That was very unexpected. So Shabbos gave a chotra hotra. After Kishabes, Patel Reuven, Amrinan, Keva Chahutra Hutra. Okay? Thank you so much for joining me. If Liman Atarish, listen to Liman Atarish, should be banging against Klai Yisrael. The Ron Shom should say, Yeshua Sefuras Panasa, Shetukum Tolozinin. We should be Zaychet to see the B.S. called Tzedek, Be'er V'Yameinu, Amen. Be well.